Got a DM at Ben and Kelly Show from a listener, Bex.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Hope y'all having a happy 4th.
Thank you.
Feel like I've listened to you both my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm going to my first 4th of July party as an adult. I'm 19. Yay.
Okay.
It's a bunch of work friends getting together, and we're all supposed to bring something homemade. What? I don't cook, LOL.
Okay.
Thought I'd ask Aunt Kelly and Uncle Ben what easy thing I should bring, or more importantly, what I should not bring to this 4th of July cookout. Thank you. Kisses.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's not a chef. She's right. Like, don't give me anything hard, like potato salad.
Right.
Too
which
many steps.
I am not a chef either.
I was
going to
say,
but
Kelly, I feel like this could be something that you have expertise at.
I feel a little attacked, but I own it. And there is a couple of things that I always my go-to. First of all, people love desserts. I usually make indoor s'mores with Golden Graham cereal. Really easy. You just look it up. There's a Betty Crocker recipe. It's super, super easy to make. And
okay.
It's quick and not a lot of ingredients. You can handle that. Or I think would really fit the theme, you can make an American flag themed charcuterie board.
That's going to be too much for her, I think.
It's literally arranging food on a board. Like, you can do it. I snapped a picture. I can send it to her. And it even tells you, like, everything that's in it. It's like salami, and you got some, like, raspberries, you got blueberries. It's all, like, red, white, and blue foods, and just in a line.
What's the worst possible thing you could bring?
Worst possible? Well, it would be inappropriate for her to bring Jello shots, because she's 19.
No. Soup. I think, don't bring a can of soup.
No, we don't do soup at a barbecue for the 4th of July. That's not good.
I think you steer clear of pie. Who has pie? I mean, do you do pie?
Could be good.
Really?
Apple pie is American.
Well, I know
it is. It's about as American as it gets.
But I feel like it's pretty heavy for outdoor sort of barbecue. It's going to be like a million degrees.
Sure. But I think that wouldn't be the worst thing. But yeah, soup would be not good.
Bethany texts in and says, just cut up some fruit, make a DIY fruit platter. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. That is easy. Yes. Thank you, Bethany. My mom used to make, so if you go to the store and you buy sugar cookie dough that's already pre-made, right?
Sure.
And you kind of press it out onto a pizza tin.
Uh-huh.
And you bake it like that. And then you top it with
a bunch of fruit pizza.
Well, cream cheese. Yeah. And then you put the blueberries, strawberries, and maybe something else that could be
fruit pizza. Yes.
Yeah. But
do
like,
an American
like in the
flag.
Right.
Fruit pizza.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And maybe you do marshmallows, like little baby marshmallows or something like that, on it as well. But that might be an easy way to,
You could just keep it simple and stick to like strawberries, blueberries, and just keep alternating.
Yeah, do a USA flag themed fruit salad with just blueberries and strawberries, and then something that's white.
That'd be super cute. And again,
like
you can like Google image search a lot of those things, and there you can find little recipes that'll tell you exactly how to do it.
And if you've got like a clear glass bowl, you can layer it so it's strawberries on the bottom.
Yep.
And then the little layer of mini marshmallows and then blueberries and then just keep doing that. And so it's like a red, white, and blue.
Turned into a cooking barbecue corner.
Look, come to Uncle Ben. Come to Aunt Kelly.
Aunt Kelly.
Yeah, we got you, fam. We got you, fam.
Oh, see, Shaq's rolling in with no-bake cookies. Shaq, I'm going to tell you right now, that is not as easy as you make it sound. I've never been able to successfully
Kelly's never made cookie dough,
cookies that don't fall apart. Never been able to master that.
All right, well, Bex, we've given you plenty of suggestions. If anyone has another suggestion, feel free to text it in, 502-795-1997.
My vote, though, if you want cute points in addition to deliciousness, go with either the American flag charcuterie or American flag fruit pizza.
Yeah, I like the fruit pizza idea too. I think that's good. And that should be fairly easy to do, even though you say you, quote, don't cook.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty easy. So
you can do that. You can do it. And then you can call yourself a chef.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Bex.